The killing of a young homeless woman in Melbourne over the weekend is prompting housing services to again plead for governments to do more to tackle the housing crisis. 25-year-old Courtney Herron was found dead in the city's inner north, and a 27-year-old man has been charged with her murder. In Melbourne, Samantha Donovan reports.
Victorian police say Courtney Herron had drug and mental health problems and often couch surfed or slept rough. Detective Inspector Andrew Stamper.
This was a young woman who obviously had some significant challenges in life, and you know, we as a community should be protecting these people, and we didn't. We failed.
Ms Herron's body was found on Saturday morning by dog walkers in Royal Park, just north of Melbourne's CBD. Kate Colvin is with the Council to Homeless Persons. While she can't comment specifically on Courtney Herron's situation, she points out about 1,700 Victorians sleep outdoors each night.
Look, if you're a woman on an unemployment benefit, it's basically impossible to find a one-bedroom place that you can afford in Melbourne. And so that means women rely on other options like rooming houses, or, you know, often we find women will move in with, you know, fellow that they've met because that feels safer than other options. And the kind of rooming houses that women might need to resort to are not safe either.
What happens in some of those rooming houses in your experience?
Well, women are very vulnerable to sexual assault, to physical assault. Often rooming houses don't necessarily have strong lockable doors. Even if they do, there's common areas. You know, there's a whole mix of people in that environment. Very frightening for women to be in that environment, and sometimes then might sleep rough. You know, one of the things about rooming houses is they're also actually really expensive. So a woman might sleep rough because she's, you know, doesn't feel safe in a rooming house, or because she actually can't afford it. And then, of course, sleeping rough is also terribly dangerous.
The Council to Homeless Persons wants to see the building of more accommodation offering support services. Kate Colvin.
So if someone's unwell, they're struggling with their mental health, they might need low-cost housing but also support in that housing. That kind of option is scarce as hen's teeth.
It's Victorian Budget Day today. Are the state and federal governments making any progress in providing this sort of accommodation?
The Victorian government has made a series of announcements to invest in social housing, but to be honest, they just haven't done enough. And the federal government really has largely walked away from investment in social housing, and they need to step up to the plate as well. So we're calling on both federal and state governments to do a lot more.
Samantha Donovan reporting there from Melbourne.